Planners for Pea Ridge National Military Park in northwest Arkansas seek to restore the historic American Civil War battlefield back to its original ecological nature. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there.
In late winter 1862, the Battle of Elkhorn Tavern on the extreme northwest Arkansas Ozarks was the largest Civil War battle west of the Mississippi River. Thousands of Union soldiers hauling heavy artillery through woods and valleys and hollers set up camp along Little Sugar Creek, staged drills, then attacked Confederate troops surging into the area over several days. The Federals prevailed with 800 killed and wounded, while the Confederates counted 2,000 injured or lost. Today, it's known as the Battle of Pea Ridge because of proximity to the town and a vining native perennial known as Amphicarpe, wild turkey peas, a subterranean savory seed widely foraged by members of the Osage tribe. During the Civil War, the landscape here looked much different, says Kevin Eads, chief resource manager at Pea Ridge National Military Park in Garfield. Standing on the edge of a battlefield near a half dozen Napoleon artillery cannons, Eads says the conflict was informed by the topography, the lay of the land.
The best place for the Union troops was in Little Sugar Creek Valley, which we have a small area there with the trenches that the Union officers built for soldiers. The Confederates would have had to come across that valley, and it wouldn't have been very good, so they circumvented. They went around on another road, Bentonville Detour, which was there again because of the topography and the vegetation. Circled around to the north and came off of Elkhorn Mountain, and then they had the advantage for a while against the Union troops.
But not for long, history shows. Soldiers battled on a patch quilt of native tall grass, prairie woodlands, and farms cultivated by the Obersons, Mayfields, Pratts, and Coxes, who grew corn, wheat, oats, tobacco, hops, sorghum, millet, as well as peach and apple orchards. Post-war agriculture and timber interests cleared much of the land of its native forests and prairies. Farmers continued to work the land up until the military park was established by Congress in the summer of 1956. Tour roads, visitor center trails, and interpretation were installed. Major battlefields have been routinely mown and a few wooded parcels managed. But in many places, scrub sprouted on fallow fields, and forests have become a tangle of woody shrubs and vines and invasive trees.
We cored some of the cedar trees, some of the larger trees. The oldest one we found was 101 years old. The vast majority of them are about the same age as the park, as are most of the red oaks on the park, with the exception from Elkhorn Mountain going to the north.
Now, the red oaks and cedars are beautiful, but they're crowding out other native trees. That's why officials are bringing back the entire 4,300-acre park to its Civil War roots. Beginning with the trees, government land office surveys from 1836 reveal a healthy mix of 60% open woodland and 25% highland forest, mainly post black and white oaks, along with prairie and cultivated fields and orchards. A 1957 map of the site drawn up by NPS historian Ed Bars showed fescue fields and dense forest. Forest officials will use selective clearing and prescribed burns to take the woods back in time. We stop on the way up Elkhorn Mountain at one of several managed forests on the park to look at a witness tree, an ancient white oak, one of half a dozen elders on the park.
It's a beautiful tree. If you were to look at a post oak, they're not so pretty. They look old. They're twisted. They've got some of the limbs that have broken off. They've got a certain look about them. So we've got this tree. It's a beautiful tree. You've got the limbs that are low. They're stretched out. We would clear out some of this vegetation, some of these smaller trees from around it, so that you don't lose the limbs and the integrity of the tree is maintained.
The National Park Service promotes Pea Ridge as one of the most intact Civil War battlefields in the United States, rich with ecological and cultural resources. Among those are Leetown Hamlet, Elkhorn Tavern, Federal Trenches, and a Cherokee Trail of Tears encampment site. And many soldiers and Cherokee likely traipsed through Foster's Field, originally a tall grass prairie.
We stopped haying for a time because we wanted to gather the documentation, figure out what was needed. So we stopped haying for a time to do that. One of the things that happened after we stopped haying was we started noticing native grasses popping up in the fescue fields. And through the use of fire, we've been identifying more and more of native grasses coming back. So with that, and then depending upon what alternative is selected in the vegetation management plan, that knowledge will assist us in reestablishing native grasses.
Kevin Eads says white-tailed deer roam these fields, while bald eagles soar above hunting prairie rats, competing with fox and bobcat. On occasion, black bear can be seen on the park. Quail are coming back, he says, a keystone species, and migratory birds move through here every season. We end up our tour on the park's highest lookout beneath a pavilion.
To our north, back behind us, is Elkhorn Mountain. You can see it starting here, and it loops around behind us. To our west, southwest, is Little Round Mountain, and then you can see the saddle between the two.
Before us, a long view of the Ozarks Plateau all the way to Fayetteville, but beneath us are lush fields, timbered slopes, and forested hollows. But close up, there are problems. So four alternatives are in play to restore this park. As rain starts to fall, Kevin Eads elaborates.
In one alternative, it looks more at getting back to exactly that 1862 picture. Crops in the fields, the vegetation. Another alternative looks at going totally native, looking at native grasses in the fields, going back and looking at the forest and managing it. Then there's one that's in the middle. Now, the reason there's one in the middle is because we have to manage our natural resources, but within that cultural context, because that's why we're here. Now, having said that, we also have to look at it for the long term and look at things like climate change. So because of that, the alternative in the middle, alternative C, identifies areas where people can get that sense of the battle and it can be interpreted, where they can have an understanding. But then it looks at other areas that are outside of where we routinely direct visitors along tour road, tour stops, trails, which are vast areas of the park, and managing those natural resources primarily for their benefit.
A call for public comment on improving the park's natural environment recently closed. A final plan will be chosen this summer, with restoration work to begin this fall. The park's general management plan, completed in 2006, set long-term goals for both cultural and landscape management, including the fencing of several dozen fields. That work has been done by the service's Youth Conservation Corps, who spends summers here grooming the park, a new tradition.
To me, this program, which the short name for it is YCC, Youth Conservation Corps, is one of the most important programs we have at the park. Because we get the young adults from the community, they learn so much, we learn so much from them, and at the same time, they're restoring this battlefield.
The young people will have the satisfaction of knowing they restored a historic site for perpetuity. But it's just the beginning, says Pea Ridge Military Park Resources Manager Kevin Eads, who's been planning this endeavor of restoration for the past 12 years. Peering out over the misty, rain-drenched vista, he says his vision is to link the ecological past, present, and future. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about Pea Ridge National Military Park, search for the park at nps.gov. Support for KUAF comes from the Fayetteville Underground Art Gallery, presenting the work retrospective of Joe Alexander, 40 Years of Sign Painting, during First Thursday. This event will include photography by Kat Wilson, sign drawings, and more, plus the pre-sale party for the book of the same title. Music, food, and drink will be provided. More information is available at FayettevilleUnderground.com.
KUAF is supported by Ozark Natural Foods, Northwest Arkansas's consumer-owned food co-op since 1971. Offering local, organic produce and all-natural groceries, bulk foods, health and wellness products, and a full-service deli. Ozark Natural Foods is located in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center or on the web at ozarknaturalfoods.com.